Hare Krishna. Walking along the path towards the Ganga, there is a ashes ceremony of Radha Priya Devi, Hungarian doctor from Hungary. His father passed away, I mentioned that. And so we're going to go out into the Ganga by boat and do a little ceremony there. Tomorrow is Gaur Purnima. Here in Mayapur, I know it is in Europe. I don't know in the Americas what it is. And as with for any important occasion, the tendency is that people think in advance of what will happen, just like a bride-to-be. She days, weeks before her wedding, was thinking of so many things: preparation, clothing, dress, ceremonies, and so on and so on. But similarly, in our festivals, Rath Yatra, Janmashtami, Govardhan Puja, Gaur Purnima, we prepare ourselves to properly observe. It's like sometimes in weddings, they actually have a day before or 2 days before do a rehearsal so that everyone will know what to do, nicely observe everything, doesn't come as a surprise. Similarly, we should and can prepare our consciousness for properly observing the festivity of Lord Chaitanya's appearance. For that, I'll offer this meditation, one of the verses from the prayer book, My Daily Prayers, by Sanatana Goswami, very beautiful prayer. Shri Krishna Charanam Budhe Premamrita Maham Budhe Namaste Dinadinastam Kadachit Kim Smarishasi. Sanatana Goswami saying, O Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he calls them Prema Amrita Ambudha, the great ocean of nectar that flows from the blue lotus of Krishna's feet, or from Krishna's blue lotus feet. Namaste Dinadinastam, I offer my respectful obeisances to you, I who am the Dinadina, the most fallen of all fallen people. Kadachit Kim Smarishasi, do you kadachit sometimes think of me? How you address a person certainly invokes the way in which they reciprocate with you. If a husband, for instance, calls his wife my lovely, then she'll reciprocate in one way. And if he just says, oh woman, there's so many women, but only one lovely, my lovely, then he'll get a different type of response. So here, Sanatana Goswami invokes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's sentiment, the great ocean of love. The great ocean of love is Srimati Radharani, but for Krishna's lotus feet, and invokes not only the mood of Srimati Radharani, but also the type of common service attitude that all Vaishnavas have for Lord Krishna. Even in Vrindavan, whatever they may be lovers, friends, parents, in the way that Nanda Maharaj prayed Uddhava. Wherever we may roam, may we always have the company and an association and service of Krishna. Wherever we may roam within this universe. So that is the servitude is a underlying feature of all of the associates of Lord Krishna, his different expansions and so on. But in Vrindavan, it's often surpassed by the other moods of devotion. So he addresses Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the mood of Srimati Radharani. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu being in the mood of Srimati Radharani. And then he says, he calls himself Dina Dinastva, most fallen amongst fallen. Sanatana Goswami was really the emblem of humility. When he and Rupa Goswami first met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Chaitanya said, please give up your humility, it's breaking my heart. And humility and advancement in spiritual life, Hare Krishna, they go together hand in hand. The more advanced someone is spiritually, the more humble they are. So not only is Sanatana Goswami saying Dina, but he's saying Dina Dinastam. He says the most fallen amongst the fallen. So he considers himself to be very unfortunate. Kadashit Kim Swarishasi, do you sometimes think of me? Does Krishna sometimes think of his devotees? Krishna consciousness means that we're always thinking about Krishna. And by thinking about Krishna, our consciousness becomes cleansed. By chanting his names, our consciousness becomes cleansed. Does Krishna think of his devotees? Sure. Especially, Krishna is always thinking about the gopis and the Vrijbasis. He's absorbed in thoughts of them. Of course, the difference is that we have this Ekanta Bhakti. Our meditation is in one direction. We just think of Krishna, whereas Krishna has to think of so many of us. But he's God, so he can do that. And ultimately, for us to advance to the pinnacle of spiritual life, the perfection of spiritual life, Krishna has to think of us. That's the way that he will bestow his blessings upon us. If he turns towards us and desires to give his mercy and thus elevate us from the platform of practicing devotion to spontaneous perfected devotion. Tadachit kim smritishasi. And when Krishna thinks of us, then we also become purified. We think of Krishna, and he's in our consciousness, purifies us, but us being in Krishna's consciousness, that also purifies us. And of course, Srila Prabhupada would say, if you want to get Krishna's attention, then preach. So if we want Krishna to think about us, then we should preach. And preach means also be a perfect example of Krishna consciousness, because that's preaching. Krishna consciousness works. Not just telling them others about something hypothetical, but something that's in reality visible within us. So kadachit kim smritishasi Sri Krishna charanam bhuta. This wonderful blue lotus of Krishna's lotus feet from which unlimited nectar flows, and love for those lotus feet is what is there. Srila Prabhupada really loved this beautiful picture, which he called Wonderful Krishna. And it's the picture of Krishna standing in his tribhanga form, very wide-shouldered, and Srimati Radharani offering flowers at Krishna's lotus feet. This is Sri Krishna Charanambuddhi Premamrita Mahambuddhi. Namaste Dina Dina Stam Kadachit Kim Svarishisri. So let's try to live our lives in such a way that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will think of us, who's Krishna and Radha. So he's Radha, Krishna, Nahiyanya. And that he will bless us with the type of devotional service for which we are striving. It's a good way to prepare for Gaur Purnima, wandering in the forests of Navadvip. Hare Krishna.